Last Friday, when Logan Mankins and Dan Copen sat down here and joined us in the studio, I said I could feel the cold coming off Mankins over here. It was warmer last Friday than it is today, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yesterday was a lot worse than today, though.
Yesterday was the worst, huh?
Yeah. We had icicles on our necks and beards, so it was pretty cold out there.
I mean, I guess if you're going to Buffalo to play on a Sunday in December, you got to get ready for anything, so that means practicing outside. If you were playing in Miami, you'd probably be in the dome this week, right?
With the heat on, so.
With the heat cranked.
Yeah, it's good to, you know, be out there and, you know, experience it and, you know, playing it, but it's cold.
What do you guys remember from Buffalo last year, that game up there?
The hurricane?
The right. That was the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, man. So
that's, you know, other than, you know, probably, you know, we had a game in the playoffs, Tennessee in 03. That was pretty cold. But other than that, you know, Buffalo, I mean, it, 50, 60, 70 mile an hour gusts, cold, rainy. It was bad last year.
Was deception out of the window last year from both? I mean, clearly you threw eight passes all day. So they must have known you guys weren't going to throw the ball. You knew you weren't going to throw. Was it just line up and just see what you could get?
Yeah, that's what it was. We had big guys in there at tight end. We had Russ at fullback last year, and it was pretty much just line it up and run it and see if they could stop us, and then they tried to do the same thing.
And more importantly, keep the clock running.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of there.
Quick game.
How about that with the goalposts were, you know, the goalpost was wind blown to the right. And remember that one, I think it was Lindell had the kick where it starts off here, and then it wound up going east.
Castle punted it, and it rolled all the way to the one-yard line.
Even Meek couldn't even get, like, a 20-yard field goal through. It just got caught up in the wind and came back pretty much to the line of scrimmage. It was bad.
And it's the one thing, I know you guys have talked about, you know, you can play in this, you can play in that. 50-mile-an-hour winds, there's not much you can do.
No, not throwing it-wise. You just got to hand it off and run it.
Is that sort of what's going to happen this Sunday, too? I mean, I'm looking at these two teams and figure two teams who want to pound the ball down each other's throats if they can.
Yeah, we'll see what the weather is and what's working and go with that.
What do you think of the
good answer?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That was just a good answer.
Good stuff, man. You got it.
I tried. You know I was going to try.
Yeah, I was going to give you. You know, hey, Dale, as, you know, I don't know what you would do if he came out and said, Dale, this is our game
first
plan.
Six plays are going to be
We got the script for you. You know, on play number 12, this is what we got to do. But what do you, you know, you look at this team now, Buffalo, compared to week one, anything different? Same same team that you saw earlier, or and if there is something different, what is it?
I mean, there's a lot different. You know, maybe not necessarily their scheme and what they do as a team, but you look at the faces. Their D-line's pretty much intact. They've been pretty healthy. But, you know, the linebackers, they got a lot of guys on IR and new guys in there and, you know, guys in the secondary that, you know, really are playing well. So, when you take a look at them now, it's, you know, it's one of those things where you look at them, they're pretty good. They're really good at what they do. They know what they're doing, but some new faces in there that you got to get familiar with.
We made the point earlier that if you look at the numbers, no player in the NFL has sacked Tom Brady more than Aaron Schobel has. He's played 15 games against you guys. He's sacked Tom Brady 12 times in those 15 games. You play against him. What's he do that's so good? How is he as effective as he is?
Well, he's got a lot of talent, first of all. And then he's one of those high-motor guys that never stops, and he gets a lot of second-effort sacks and stuff like that. So he's just one of those guys, once you get your hands on him, you can't relax for a second or he'll get right by you again. And he just, I think he likes playing the Patriots. So he gets a lot of sacks against us, so he must like it.
There are guys, and I was looking at the list. Other guys on the list are Jason Taylor, who's second, then Joey Porter, and then you'd expect some Jets in there, Sean Ellis and John Abraham. But Schobel seems like a different player than all of those other guys to me. Maybe Taylor is the next best comparison. Is that accurate or not?
Yeah, I guess so. Those are all premier pass rushers that have Taylor and Schobel and Porter. That's their job, is to rush the passer. So, of course, they play us twice a year with Taylor and Schobel. So, of course, after a while, they're going to have some sacks, some good sack totals.
So you guys can accurately say to Tom Brady, if you want to give him a hard time, so you have been in Aaron Schobel's arms more than any other man in the National Football League. If you want to say that to him, he'll have no comeback.
No.
Okay. So just put that out there to him. No, I'm going to ask
creep
you guys,
him out as much as you did me when Michael told me that.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys, do the linemen, all of the linemen watch film together? Is there a film process for you guys?
Yeah.
Is it like, is it the whole, is it the whole unit?
Yeah. I mean,
what's the, how's it usually work? You know, what day is it? What time is it? Where do you watch it? And
well, pretty
it?
Much every day at any time you want to, wonder what we're doing. We're probably in the meeting room watching film. You know, that's just, you know, us out on the field practicing is, you know, really, you know, a couple hours throughout our day, but you know, the rest of the time, you know, we're in meetings watching film. After practices, we'll get together as a group without coaches and, you know, watch what's going on, watch a game here and there. But, you know, what we do to prepare, a lot of it and most of it's film work.
When you're doing it without the coaches, when you're watching, are you guys just watching? Is it a lot of commentary? Is there one guy who is like the leader, so to speak, of saying, all right, look, guys, this is what's happening here? Or are you guys just all just sitting back and watching it like it's a movie?
I think there's a lot of you know, everything that you said, you know, whether it's someone running, you know, the clicker and, you know, maybe, all right, this is, you know, this defense and this is what they're doing there. Or, you know, you just sometimes you just got to sit back and, you know, watch the game and see how it plays out and, you know, really how your guy plays in the first quarter compared to the fourth and, you know, a lot of situations and just see how the game plays and go off of that. So, you know, you really – there's a lot of different ways to watch a film, and during the week, you know, you pretty much cover them all.
Do you guys feel that practice week is a good predictor of Sunday performance? And if you do think that, what's your feeling about this practice week getting ready for this Sunday's game?
Yeah, I think most of the time, if you have a good week of practice, you could see it on Sunday, and if you have a crappy week, that usually shows up too, so... I think this week we've had a pretty good week so far. That we've had mistakes out there, but that's what you practice for, so you can see them during the week, and hopefully you don't make them during the game on Sunday. And I think we've had a good week of practice, so hopefully we have a good week or a good day Sunday.
Has it ever happened, Dan, where you've had a great week of practice and just thought you guys were just going to hammer it, and you went out there on Sunday and it just wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, those things happen. You know, sometimes, you know, you have a bad week of practice and you go out and play well. And, you know, I'm sure the coaches don't like to see that when that happens. But those are, you know, occasions that do happen, but not as much as, you know, going out and having a good week and being able to perform on Sunday. Those are definitely more the case than the exception.
You know, this year, Christmas is on a Friday. Does that change anything for you guys? I know Friday is, I know you wouldn't call it an easy practice day, but it's a little different than a Wednesday or Thursday. What does that change? Does it change anything for you guys?
Yeah, we don't know the schedule. I guess we'll figure it out.
It might depend on what happens Sunday.
So, it might, huh?
So you might
see if Santa's coming to town.
Yeah, you might get a break if you went on Sunday and play impressively. If not,
yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's something you guys, I'm sure, think about and pay attention to. You know, with kids, you know, and I'm sure your kids are at the age where they're bouncing off the walls on Christmas Eve, and even hell, even now, bouncing off the walls, leading, you know, a week away from Christmas.
They're ready.
I guess I'm curious about this because nobody plays the every week is the most important game of the year card better than you guys do. But I truly feel this is the most important game of the year. This is a must win, in my opinion, looking at where you are, where the standings sit, what's going on, how many weeks are left. This is a must-win game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think this is a must-win, and after we win this one, every week will be. So if we win this one, we stay one game ahead, and if we keep winning out, we'll be ahead in the division, and that's we win the division, we're in the playoffs, and that's the most important thing for us. So we just have to keep winning one game at a time right now.
Now, I was watching the Colts-Jaguars game last night. Did you guys catch any of that?
I didn't get any.
Didn't watch it.
Not a snap.
You'll see enough of them next week.
Yeah.
The
well, they went to they won the game and they came back in the fourth quarter. Surprise, surprise. And they're now 14-0. I'm just wondering. You guys have been here very recently, 2 years ago, when you were 14-0. What were you thinking about then? I mean, were you thinking one game at a time? Was it tough for you to sleep? Was it tough for you to avoid the radio and TV and newspapers because everybody was talking about going undefeated. What were your thoughts at 14-0?
I was taking it one game at a time, you know, really.
Even at 14-0, huh?
It really doesn't matter at this point. You know, they got everything clinched up, and, you know, obviously they're playing to get ready for the playoffs, and that's what it's about. So, you know, at that point, I don't even know what I was thinking. It was just, you know, we got to get ready for this opponent, and we got to get, you know, improve on what we need to improve. But, you know, it's just a regular game coming up, too. It's not anything different from the previous 14.
It wasn't important for you to go 16-0?
No. I mean, I didn't think about it. You know, a lot of guys on the team, I'm sure, weren't thinking about it because there wasn't talk of it in the locker room and there wasn't talk of it outside the stadium. So, you know, I think the most important thing is getting into the next round and see what happens from there. You can win as many regular season games as you want, but, you know, the ultimate prize is still out there.
We learned that, didn't we? Worked out that way. Yeah. Fellas, good luck on Sunday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to both of you as well.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks.